Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This doesn't seem like music you play on Thursday.
Yeah, I like it.
It's Throwback Thursday.
We are throwing it back Thursday today. We are going to talk to a champ from the past. I'm very excited about this. Derek Lee is going to join the show today, Leroy. I got to tell you, those champion Marlins, they just hold such a special place in my heart, all of them. Especially the guys that were there from, like, the real crappy years.
Right.
Like, the real downtrodden years. They just got a special place where in my sports fandom forever. And Derek Lee was just, I mean, so damn good. And it was funny. I was thinking about this because he's just, to me, he's kind of just goes on the, like, almost like the all, like, underrated team all time in South Florida sports, because you don't think he's definitely not like one. I don't think in the top five of the first guys you talk about from that team. But no. Man, was he good! Yeah. Man, was he good, and he made it all go.
It's funny because that's one of the few times where you can think of a team that kind of they rode it out.
Yeah.
Right. Because normally, if any of those guys were halfway decent, they'd trade them for prospects.
Sure.
And it kind of, it was an interesting mix because I don't think any one of those players were great enough to get a bunch of assets, but they were good players. And then when you added Dontrell and Miguel Cabrera, it just kind of, I don't want to really say lightning in a bottle because they were all talented, but it all came together like really fast.
I'm excited. I'm looking forward to this one very much. We got a lot of stuff to get to today, man. A lot of news actually buzzing for today. A lot of topics to get to. Slanderous toasts. We got to get to them as well. Ooh. On the station. A lot of things flying around there,
what
Leroy.
What are you doing?
What? I'm not doing anything. I'm defending our good name is what I'm doing.
See. This is what we call a pop, right? Mm-hmm. Because you throw our name. But I can pretty much guarantee it's your name.
We're a team. We're a team. All for one and one for all.
I'm getting sucked in this vortex because I can't remember the last time that I have ruffled the feathers.
Oh, well, listen, you're either with the we're all ruffling together, trust me.
All right.
This is how it's going.
All right.
Let's get to some headlines, Robbie. What do we got, man?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Which is brought to you by the Ryan Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Store. Truly steps beyond convenience. So, Julio Frank, president at the University of Miami, says he expects there to be a college football season, but he did say it's probably going to be without fans, as you would expect.
Of course.
So it'll be a normal season, unless you play.
There it is.
Hey,
Florida
man!
State.
Hey, whoa! It felt like a bit of a cheap shot there. You don't got to do that.
Hey, man. Hey. Like, for all the people that have a problem with that, let's keep in mind, I go to the games, right? I know what the hell I'm talking about.
Step for zero. I mean, come on.
Unless
Notre Dame,
you're playing the big schools is social distancing.
Well, like,
that's a fact.
Yeah, I mean, we're in the midst of a pandemic. No need to take cheap shots right now.
It's not a cheap shot. Is it a cheap shot if it's true?
Yeah,
it's not really that true anymore. Like, you know, even though they've been bad since 2017 happened, they've been pretty. Even the 2018 season, when they were terrible, 7-6, they were still pretty packed for the most part.
I know
in the golden days, it was all true. The golden days.
I'm talking about pretty packed. What's pretty packed?
That's pretty packed, you know.
Getting 30,000 fans.
They've never had 30,000. That's never been an official attendance number. I think if you look at the low, probably like in the somewhere in the 50s. They have 40,000 season ticket holders.
You can't just go by the eyeball test, Leroy. You don't know. Maybe there are people out there, you know, hanging in the in the bowels or in the midst of the club section.
You know, I could tell what kind of game it's going to be when I go to tailgate with my buddy, right? If I can park right next to him, because, you know, these tailgaters, they're going at 9 and 10 o'clock in the morning. I don't roll like that, right? I'm going to go get like an hour before the game, get me a little Mighty Bite, go into the game, enjoy some football. But if I go and he says, hey, you better come a little early because it's going to be packed, I might not be able to hold a parking spot for you, then I know what's up.
What else you got, Robbie?
Okay, so I got last year's Miami Hurricanes numbers on here, and the lowest attended home game, even Bethune-Cookman was 52,000. The lowest attended home game was Central Michigan, 49,997. Three people away from 50,000.
All right.
That was the lowest attended, and then last year's team was terrible.
It was terrible.
Yes, it was.
I wish few people there were there to see it live.
They were evidently a couple of plays from being 7-0. You know another reason why I got season tickets?
Was it one of them because of Bethune-Cookman and you were going to be able to see your son in the band?
No, but I wanted to. Well, it started because I asked him where did he want to get Dolphin season tickets or Kane season tickets, and he said, you know, I want the college atmosphere, so that's how it started. But I gotta tell you, like, it's a cool place to see a game, you know, it really is. Like, that stadium's amazing. Just wish, you know, I guess 50,000, and like, I guess I'm spoiled. I mean,
well, yeah, I mean, you went to a different type of tradition, for sure.
Well, it's just
guys there since leather helmets.
But even when I was growing up, we go to LSU games. It was always packed there.
Dead Valley. Welcome to Dead Valley, where they come to die.
Right. You know, so even there, so now I will say this. Tulane, yeah, that's crickets right there.
Yeah, and 2018, I know that they were coming off the drunk 2017 season when we were partying. 2018, the lowest attended game was 59,000 and change. That was the lowest attended game.
All right.
Interesting. All right.
And by the way, speaking of attendance, Ohio State, their president, he believes that they're going to be able to play, they're going to be able to have 20 to 50,000 fans at their games this year.
All right, well, good luck with that.
By the way, speaking of social distancing, I ride my bike home, and I'm exhausted, right?
Yep.
I pull around the corner to come down the street to my house. The corner house, 12 cars parked in front of it. Happy birthday to a 6-year-old. I'm like, what? They had a birthday party. In the middle of the day on a Wednesday.
And how many people were there?
I counted 12 cars.
Interesting.
I'm like, what are we doing?
Yeah, the only thing we've done recently, we had a drive-by baby shower for my sister-in-law, but we had like, you know, 8 people there for the most, because it was all drive-by gifts.
Drive-by, right, you just drop the gift off and keep it moving?
Keep it moving.
Like, well, come on, man. This is why this is never going to end.
Nope. Like, and now we're loosening up. Wait till it's all willy nilly.
Man, that's just, I'm watching Tudors.
Yep.
And they had this the whole all of England got stricken with a disease.
The plague?
The sweating disease. Ooh. That's what they called it. I guess it's fever, right? But people were like just dying. Yeah, man. It was brutal.
We got that sweating disease, love. You're looking in the hot box. Hot box and pox, love.
All right.
What else we got, Robbie? Under the headlines for
today? Well, speaking of the Miami Hurricanes, so De'Ara King, the new Miami Hurricanes quarterback from the transfer from Houston, he was on the Inside the Loop podcast, and he said he is talking to Ed Reed a lot.
I love it.
Now that you're playing at Miami, how's it feel to play for a school with, I mean, so much history?
Yeah, I love it. The alumni still, you know what I mean? And alumni kind of put pressure on the current players and current coaches to win. And I like, I know, and part of me going there, I knew it was a must win this year. Like, we have to do good, you know, for everybody to keep their jobs.
Those guys set the expectation. Yeah. Like, they set the bar of, like, how to play.
What was that Miami team? It was like 0-1 or something?
I mean, dude,
That 0-1 Miami team.
And I was with those boys. Ed Reed, I talked to Ed Reed. He's like, man, it's to you. Like, you went here, like, they'll take care of you forever. I mean, Ed Reed's on the staff now, so he's freshman on the staff.
Heck yeah,
so
I did see
that. Oh,
yeah.
I didn't even know that. Yeah, that's
he's
sick.
There every day. So I talk to him a lot. He gives me so much tips and pointers, whatever. Every day, he just got inducted to Hall of Fame.
I love it. The chief. Putting your fingerprints on things, Leroy. That's what chief is doing. Chief,
you know what
Ed
this
Reed.
Is? You know what this is? This is the kind of talk you have when there's no football.
Nah, what are you talking about, man? This is
you can't look. You can talk all the trash you want. You ain't playing football right now.
Welcome aboard, De'Ara King.
You ain't playing football right now.
King coronated.
Like, okay, I got you. Like, look, I just don't read into that. Like, I like the fact that you have guys like Ed Reed around the facility. I do, because anytime you have somebody that's done it, they can't do nothing but help the young kids or the young men that need to know how to get there. But at the end of the day, Ed Reed could tell all these players whatever they want. If they ain't got the talent, it ain't happening. Like, everybody seemed to think, oh, if they do everything the right way, they're going to be like the OU. Well, no, you got to have that OU talent. That's been the problem for a number of years. And you can put whatever twist you want on it.
He's got the most legit quarterback credentials they've had in a long time. 50 touchdowns.
Okay, fine. Oh, okay.
He went 1-3 last year. That should be noted.
I don't want this to sound like I'm bashing anybody. Okay? But if you were from another school,
yep.
And you were talking about a transfer that came from Houston, the first thing you would say was, oh, what conference did he play in? Right? And I'm not saying he's not going to be any good. I'm just saying, why don't we taper our enthusiasm till we at least see them play? Because guess what? There's a whole lot of other things that could change, or else he's going to throw for 7,000 yards because they're going to be playing catch up all year.
I picture at the games, is the band going to be allowed to be at the games? Because if the band's allowed to be at the games, can they put like the, what are those, have you seen the tours? They have those king trumpets, like the ones that are super long. And can they go?
Oh, yeah, that's what which is another thing. I'm watching the show Tudors, right? And they make these announcements.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out, like, every time they leave with the king or the queen or like religion is big back then. You don't mess with folks' religion back then.
It was though a little bit like it was kind of like the NBA these days. Like you'd leave a religion if it wasn't working out for you. If you felt like the religion ran its course, like this Christianity, Catholicism, not working for me.
Oh no,
making the king's Christianity.
Hey, there's an up and coming religion, yep. Lutheran. Man, I'm telling you what, they don't like. So
they got the
every time
face.
They leave, every time they leave, they back out. They don't turn their back. They back out. And I'm like, I'm sitting there watching this be annoying. Like they bow and back out. I'm like, man.
All right, when we come back, we get to a little 15 minutes of heat, a dumb argument, and a pretty good argument. Coming up next.
15 minutes of heat.
Ba-da. 15 minutes of heat here for you on 790 The Ticket. Taking you up until 10 o'clock today. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. You can text the show 67974. Texts on the ticket are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. Give you a little update here, a COVID-19 update, which is powered by AirPros, $79 service. Call the pros that know AirPros, acrepair.com. So Woj yesterday reporting that NBA teams are expecting the league office will issue guidelines around June 1st. It's going to allow franchises to start recalling players who have left their markets to return as a first step towards a formal ramp up of the season's resumption. Teams also expect that around June 1st, they'll be allowed to expand workouts that are already underway with in-market players. And Disney World yesterday saying that they believe they are a clear front runner to be hosting the NBA in some capacity this year. So that is your COVID-19 update in the sports world, powered by AirPros, $79 service. Call the pros that know AirPros, acrepair.com. So, yes, it does seem like the NBA has moved in a very positive direction with all of this stuff, more so than we've heard from baseball, which seems like a disaster recently. Definitely has been.
I mean, let's wait to see some of these plans. You know what I mean? Everybody's coming on in with, oh, yeah, we're going to do this, this, and this, without any definitive plan that comes from the league office. And I'd be interested to see how they're going to do it. Because the way I see it is, if they try to do something like that at Disney, which understood, because keep in mind, some of your partners where you have these games are shown or on Disney properties. But if they try to do this, I just see Disney going, all right, we're loosening up again. Maybe we can have a couple of fans.
Yeah.
You know, right?
They're like, we have a ride here at Disney now. It's called the Watch the NBA ride.
Yep. Yep.
Check it on out.
And to which, if you're an owner and this kind of happens, whoo, you're going to be hot, right?
Maybe Mickey Arison says, hey, why not we take it down three hours and maybe play some at the American Airlines Arena? You know, it's a beautiful place. Why not hub some games there? You know, but baby steps. Now, Leroy, do you want to hear a good argument first or would you like to hear a bad argument first?
Butter me up a little bit.
All right. So this is Austin Rivers. Austin Rivers, son of Doc Rivers, sharpshooter throughout the league. He's been doing he's got a podcast going. He's been getting some good guests. Seth Curry. He was doing a podcast with him, Steph Curry's younger brother. And he was talking about the all-time list. You know, a list that we've come up with on our own show, our own list, the top 74 spite list, which was a spinoff of the top 74 All-NBA list. And so Austin Rivers took a look at this list and he says, I don't like the fact of who's making this list, and I really don't like where Dwayne Wade is at on this list. Here's Austin Rivers.
This list was clearly made by guys who didn't make their JV basketball team. You have Dwayne Wade, 26 of all time. Kawhi Leonard's a great player. He's 25.
Yeah, Dwayne a top three shooting guard of all time.
The disrespect is just like, and then Giannis is 27. There's no way Dwayne Wade should be slotted one slot in front of Giannis. He's just done too much. Giannis hasn't yet. I'm sure he will, and this list will change 5 years from now. But like Dwayne Wade should be somewhere around the top 10, either in the top 10 or around there, top 15, something like that. I do think players should make this list. I think ex-players should make this list. I would love to hear from whatever former NBA player. I wish that they did a panel together and made this list.
My man, Austin, coming in strong, saying D-Wade, top 10, top 15 player. Slap in the face that he's 26, Leroy. I love it.
Austin with a stunner.
I mean,
I was not expecting that. I would expect that he probably heard his crybaby dad all over the time saying, "This guy sucks and he broke Rajon Rondo's arm on purpose."
No, I mean, look, I think one thing that over the last couple of years that everybody has realized is that the love that D-Wade gets everywhere. Because when he went to Cleveland and Chicago, it didn't look that way. He came back to the Heat. And then, you know, played out his last year. It was amazing the love that he got all over the country. So from that standpoint, yeah, two guard. Yeah, you can't, you know, you're not going to find. I mean, you can't think of but two guys, right, that are ahead of him.
I mean, people, you know, on this list, Jerry West was put ahead of him. I get it. You know, I just feel like it's kind of Lakers always getting the nod.
If you're but if you're the logo, you kind of have to be high, right? You can't be the logo and be 25th.
Wade played after the logo. So the logo was the logo already.
Here's what they should do. They should take in 75 years, right?
It was 74.
Well, it's 74,
that's why it was a top 74.
I'm just rounding it, okay? You take maybe five guys, if they're still around, from the first 25 years, five guys from the next 25 years, and five guys from the most recent 25 years. And then you put them in a room and have them have that discussion and go back and forth. Because one of the problems that I'm always going to have with the earlier basketball players is that nobody could handle the ball like they could. Like, you see how they dribble? You watch some of that film.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. They get, today's NBA, they would get stripped every time down the court. They would average 1.5 turnovers.
Oh, they'd come right after him, like right. Crazy. Right after him. So, the one in the hole, though, and this is a problem. And I imagine that, you know, I imagine, unfortunately, for Austin Rivers, he probably knows this gentleman. He probably knows he probably knows of this guy because, you know, his dad coached him. But, you know, you have this guy, you know, he says he wants players to be the people who choose this list. And then you have guys like Paul Pierce.
Oh, come on.
Who decide LeBron James is not in their top five. Here's Paul Pierce.
Bill Russell built up the organization in Boston. Should get way more credit than we give him. And a lot of times he gets left out of the conversation. So in saying that, Kareem, look at the names that I said. Kareem, Magic, Jordan, Tim Duncan, Kobe, Bird. These guys are all top 10 players who would either help build up their organization or continue the tradition.
And Paul, in saying the one thing that has ever...
From LeBron, he went and put together a team in Miami.
I think there's a lot of
he came back to Cleveland to put that team together, and then he went to the Lakers, where a tradition has already been made, and we don't know, you know, that's still to be continued. So, in saying that, that's my argument.
Organization, it goes both ways, man. It ain't just like one player is the only thing that makes it happen. LeBron James wasn't surrounded by other great players. He had to go to a first-class organization in Miami to actually figure out what the standard of excellence was with Pat Riley and D-Wade and Mickey Arison. Come on, man.
So who are you blaming this on? What's your point?
I'm not blaming it on anything. I'm saying you don't need to make an organization great in order to be one of the greatest of all time. I don't have an obligation.
He wasn't the greatest of all time. I did not say
he
was.
You just said he's not top five on your rank. That's the way.
You want to hear my top five? You want to hear it again?
Sure.
You want to hear it again? Jordan.
Sure, let me know.
The dog thinks you're stupid.
Kareem. Russell. And you know who the fourth one is? Magic.
Who's the fifth?
Now you know who's in my top five?
I'm not going to say nothing right now.
Kobe Bryant.
Come on.
Oh, that's my top five. Argue with it.
Okay. Here's how I argue with it, dumb. Listen to me. You can't box yourself in your own main point of an argument. For example, Leroy, he started off his point. All right. I'll hear Paul Pierce out. I don't want to, but I'll hear you out. Okay. His point was Bill Russell does not get enough love. He trailblazed a franchise. Michael Jordan trailblazed a franchise. And then he says LeBron never did that. He had to go to a franchise to go win. He had to go to the Miami Heat and join up. And even with the Cavaliers, you could say that he joined up. Okay, fine. That could be your argument. It's stupid, but that could be your argument. You then can't go and put three Lakers in your top five from three different eras. It makes no sense. You can't say that a big part of your top five is these guys blaze the trail for a franchise and then put Kareem, Magic, Kobe in your top five. It doesn't make sense. You're boxing yourself in, bro.
And was there any player more dominant than Shaq?
Right. I mean, like, what are we talking about here, man? Like, I don't want to be the guy who takes the bait on the Paul Pierce. So I saw this yesterday on YouTube. It says Paul Pierce doesn't put LeBron James in his top five. I'm like, typical Paul Pierce. I imagine that this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But then I hear it. It's like, all right, I'll hear out the argument. Let me at least hear what he has to say. And when you box yourself in within the seconds of making your main point, that's what drives me nuts about him.
Here's the other problem. Okay. For all those reasons that he used to put those other guys there, without even mentioning that, okay, you can put the twist on it about LeBron's record. But look at the fact that he went to 8 straight finals, and 3 of those finals were straight garbage. Right? Were stiffs. So that team he got, I think it was 2007.
That wasn't in the 8 straight. That was before he got.
No, but that team right there.
Yeah.
You want to do a where are they now with them?
Oh, it's terrible.
Right. The only other people that I could think of who did that was, I think Shaq did it, or no, Dwight Howard in Orlando. Yeah. I mean, it was just guys who could shoot. And so you have to credit those guys. Then look at all those other guys you're talking about. Add up the Hall of Famers that those other teams played with. You want to talk about Bill Russell? That whole team almost made it. You want to talk about Magic? That whole team almost made it to the Hall of Fame. Jordan? Okay, yeah, that's fine. I mean, LeBron had one stretch. And that was down here with the Heat. And maybe he has Anthony Davis. Maybe Kyrie. Ugh. Right? You laugh.
No, but, I mean, like, Kyrie will probably make the Hall of Fame one day. But like,
So from that standpoint, like, it's funny because he takes all the players that he played against, right? And just throw them out of the mix of any conversations of greatest, except Kobe, right? And it's almost like he feels obligated to mention Kobe.
Yeah, well, Kobe beat him in the finals, so
right, So it makes him look better if he got beat by a better player.
Well, they were 1-1, right? Like, who did they beat the Lakers in 08, right?
They didn't play. Did they play the Lakers?
Yeah. No. Who did they beat to win their championship?
Yeah, the Celtics. They beat the Lakers.
Yeah, they beat the Lakers.
They beat the Lakers. So they're 1-1.
So yeah, like yeah, man. He's just being Paul Pierce.
I know, he's but being it's Paul such Pierce a because stupid argument.
Because
like, why would you? Like I could hear out the Hall of Fame stuff, and I could hear out you want to talk about the teammates they had, but to say oh, well, he never blazed the trail for a franchise, which, by the way, he's the only thing to ever good to happen to the Cavaliers organization. But even if you want to use that, okay, he joined up. Like, okay, then you can't go and use three Lakers in your top five, dum-dum. Pants pooper.
Yep.
This is why you have your own chant. We're back after this.
Among.
Let's go. Guests on 790 The Ticket appear on the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. We're taking you up until 10 o'clock today. You can text the show 67974. Texts on the ticket are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. Also want to remind you guys that you can listen to us on the radio.com app, download the app, make the ticket your favorite station, sign up for notifications. You'll never miss a great guest or moment. Don't forget to check out the radio.com rewind feature. Go back, listen to any show at any time. Download the radio.com app now. Check it on out. So, for example, if you want to check out Derek Lee, former Marlins first baseman, champion first baseman, he's going to join us today in the 7 o'clock hour around 7:30. You missed that. If you get in your car like, oh, man, it's 8 o'clock. I want to go check out what D. Lee had to say. Roll it on back, and you can listen to what Derek had to say, or you, of course, can just download the podcast as well. That'll work just fine for you. So check that on out, everybody. Now, Leroy... This was an interesting one. So we had a report. And we've been talking about this Last Dance, but the most fascinating thing that's come out of the Last Dance has been, I would say, the backlash from a lot of the people involved in Michael Jordan's life. Like, it was very noticeable from like the third, fourth episode on how much of a tilt pro Michael Jordan it got, which obviously it's going to be. It's the Last Dance. He's the star of the show. He's got final say over the whole thing. But the highlights of everybody else's negative into his positive, it just became more apparent as the episodes went on. And so you just wondered how it was going to be received by the former players. And so there's this report yesterday, mainly because one guy we've noticed that felt like took the brunt of it was Scottie Pippen. Like, he has taken, you know, the worst moments, and they have been shined more than anything. Then Horace Grant gave voice to this yesterday on ESPN 1000, where he's talking about Scottie's like, I've never seen a guy of his credentials be treated like this. Like, this is ridiculous. Yeah. That
I said the same thing, like, before we even heard that. Like, that seems crazy. And they tried to pitch me, oh, they got him. What, they spent a whole episode of, really?
Right.
Dude's a Hall of Famer.
We talked to Pat Sertan, who's a huge MJ fan, and we're like,
hey, oh,
MJ,
yeah.
He's like, no. They gave him his props. I'm like, all right, I guess. But I feel like Scottie's been derailed. And I've seen this with other reactions. Like, well, Scottie did it to himself. You know, he said he wouldn't change anything about not going into the game. You know, he said that he doesn't regret sitting out. So people are looking at this and they're saying, well, this is on Scottie. Sorry. That's it. That's it. That it's on right. him.
Because you love Jordan.
Yeah.
Right. Because you love Jordan, and that's how that works. But like, yeah, man, it's, I'm never, ever going to tell a player, okay, how hurt he is or whether he should or shouldn't play, because you don't know. Everybody handles pain differently. And so you don't know what he was actually going through, because in a lot of cases, the only way people acknowledge that you're hurt is if you're writhing in pain and take a stretcher off to feel like Paul Pierce. Right? Other than that, if you're just sitting down, like, I'll give you a perfect example. Remember Jay Cutler and his knee for the playoff game?
Yep. Took a lot of criticism.
It took a lot of criticism. And, oh, he had a torn ligament. So what do you say to the fans? And nobody else has to go back and apologize to Jay Cutler. They just keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
Right. So, man, I'm never going to go down that road.
He was too lazy and unmotivated to come into the game.
Right.
Well, there's this report now coming from it's coming from ESPN 1000, their host, David Kaplan, who was the guy who interviewed Horace Grant. And he says, according to him, Scottie Pippen is, quote, so angry at Michael Jordan on how he was portrayed in The Last Dance, quote, he is beyond livid. So that is a report coming out of Chicago that Scottie Pippen is beyond livid with how he was portrayed. And we haven't heard from Scottie. He's been he has not made any public statements since.
I would.
I would too. I'm surprised he hasn't been on the jump yet. I don't know what the deal is because that's he is a regular co-host of that show.
Here's the other problem. You can't say nothing while it's out there. You have to let The Last Dance die down, right?
You either let it die down or you're supposed to strike while it's hot while everyone's talking about it, though, no?
Dude, it's a documentary about the greatest basketball player ever. There is nothing you can do or say during that documentary, right? Because all it's going to end up being is, oh, that's because you're not a winner like Jordan.
True.
Right.
But,
so,
but he is a winner like Jordan. Like, that's isn't that silly to say?
Exactly.
He's
like,
there for
you. Think it almost looks like what Jordan said, you can't believe, right? Like when he said, I couldn't win without Pippen, right? After the documentary, you starting to think, I think he thinks he won in spite of Pippen.
Right.
Right.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
I'm just wait a minute.
He deserves more than that because if you're going to praise Rodman the way you did, then Pippen almost needs more than him because he was with you the whole ride.
Right. And yet, you know? Rodman was given the leeway to go and do his thing. Rodman was able to be the free spirit.
Right.
But, you know, anytime Pippen did anything, I'm just like, they completely highlight it. And I'm just, I told you this, when they did the last series where his back got hurt, they made it seem like he was never going to come back. Like, they made it seem like, oh, that's it. And MJ had to go save the day by himself.
Right. Well, here's where it gets tricky. I'm going to tell you how people work. It's not a Jordan thing. This is a human thing. If Scottie says something on the jump, what do you think Jordan's going to say? Which is just what this texter said. Well, if he had a problem with it, he could just call me. He don't have to go public with it.
Here's the thing, though.
You got made an ass of in public.
Yeah, exactly.
Why don't you defend yourself in public?
Exactly. That's the difference. You have to go shot for shot. You're not allowed to, if you're going to be in a situation.
But that's what's going
to
be said, right? Absolutely.
Yeah, but that's but what good does that do? Like MJ could say, I didn't make the documentary.
He's got escape clauses.
Yeah, he's got an
out. You know who that sounds like, right? I'm looking at him.
What? Me?
Yeah. So MJ is going to pull the old may have dodged the bullet. We may have dodged. That's what that sounds like. That's where this is going. Did this sound like, man? Now, a lot of people, how good of friends were they? Were they just,
I don't know,
work buddies? Cause
it made it sound in the documentary like MJ wasn't necessarily friends with anybody he played with.
I mean,
they said like his friends were the security guards, like the people around, because everybody was just on such a different fame level than him. He didn't really go out, I guess, unless he was gambling. He was, you know, before his dad passed away, he was super close to his dad. But I don't know. It didn't sound like they were. You know, crazy close, but everybody obviously ties them together. Like Jordan and Pippen is synonymous. They're always known together, even if Jordan is known as the A side.
Hey, Jordan doesn't think they're synonymous.
I think the way this
was presented, you would think that like Pippen was one of those role players. right? I mean, dude is, look, when you talk about, Paul Pierce talk about top 74 players, keep in mind, Pippen was top 50 before a lot of these guys were even on this list. So right. That mean the pool of players was even smaller.
And damn, even with them all out, the most recent all list on ESPN, he was nearly top 20.
Right, right. And go through that list of the other top 20 players. Do they get portrayed like this in the documentary?
Nah, no way.
Not even close. No way. Because the first thing everybody would tell you is recognize the Hall of Famer.
We'll take a break. When we come back, some interesting stuff coming out of the Dolphins yesterday in regards to why they made a switch at offensive coordinator. We'll get to that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.